a tournament for Phil Mickelson winning the PGA Championship. Incredible sports drama. The whole world was whipped up into a frenzy over that yesterday. I can't wait to see the TV ratings. I bet they're through the roof. Oh, and yeah. Somebody who tweeted right after Phil won was his longtime rival, Tiger Woods, and we have a number for Tiger, so let's call him this morning and see what he thought of Phil winning another major. Tiger watched from his rehab bed, I guess, in Florida. Yeah.
Hello.
Tiger, it's us, the Musers.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Tiger, you're
What's
usually
the matter?
Excited to hear from us.
This is the worst day of my life.
Why?
This is worse than the day that Elon chased my Escalade into a fire hydrant ditch with a six iron.
Why?
This is a worser day than when I was driving my Genesis SUV to a TV shoot and listening to satellite radio and passed out when a Four Non Blondes song came on.
Oh, that's what
And I woke up with my legs tied around my neck and my car on fire.
Gosh.
Because Phil won, that's why I'm upset.
Oh, come on. Be happy for him.
Yeah, you tweeted that you were happy for him.
Now everyone's going to be talking about Phil the Dill rather than Tiger the Liger.
That was pretty amazing, though, you have to admit.
Did you know this? He's not even left-handed.
Well, yeah, he swings left-handed, but I guess he's right-hand dominant.
He's right-handed, but yeah. He tries to brand himself as a left-hander so he can win all the left-handed tournaments. He's a total faker. Wanamaker trophy. Ought to be Wanamaker trophy.
Oh, man.
Rock me.
Skip shot.
Phil's a bigger faker than even Elon.
Oh.
What do you mean by that?
Elon told me she faked it during everything I tried to do with her.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about, George?
Yeah, I got the joke before you explained it. Yeah.
She faked her organisms and her love.
Oh,
that's sad.
I'm so depressed. This isn't fair. Phil, when he was out there wearing those sunglasses, looking like such a douche. He was probably wearing them so he wouldn't see his devil eyes.
Well, he doesn't have devil eyes.
Believe me, he made a pact with the devil to win that tournament. Smacking on that stupid gum. I wanted to reach to the TV screen and smack him with my walking cane.
You got a cane?
I know 50 is the number that everyone's talking about. Oh, he's 50 years old. He wins a major. Blah, 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 blah. There's another important number that people ought to remember.
Oh.
15. That's how many majors I have won.
Yeah, we all know that.
But
Phil has only won 6 majors.
Yeah, but that's
6.
A lot.
I've won 15. That's like 20 more than 6.
Well...
No one's giving me my due here.
Well,
we've
been giving you your due for like 25 years.
Even my mom was wearing an I Love the Dill shirt this morning.
Oh, well, that does hurt.
When she came in to serve me my Cookie Crisp. Now everyone's behind Phil. What happened to when the world hated Phil? Come on. He's got my mom wearing an I Love a Dill shirt.
Well, okay. These are tough times for you, I guess.
Look at my mom. I'm so upset.
Well, Tiger, settle down.
It's not worth getting upset about.
You know who I'm glad didn't live to see Phil win his 6th major?
You know, we are up against it.
Who's that,
and,
Tiger? Oh, him?
A large corpulent vodka-drinking drunk who 50 years ago got so blitzed he went into a horny rage and forced the Asians to start a war. The South Koreans would station him in Thailand during Vietnam so he could COVID sniff the crotch of ovulating women until he could smell enough PGA mutations in one that were so strong that he had to chase around the world for 14 months through mountain passes and underwater civilizations until one day he found her burrowed under a pile of leaves outside a barn in mainland Kansas, and he hoisted the leaf pile with her still in it up to the hayloft where he'd set up a makeshift Italian restaurant that only served Irish food and Russian small-batch tequila so that he could whirlwind romance her for a few minutes until he could lower her through the sunroof of a decrepit Pontiac with a salvage title that he had placed below the barn so that he could recreate a Lover's Lane B-movie romance scene until Earl's bodily gyrations rocketed the Pontiac so hard that it slipped off the blocks right as his hippopotamus body reached its genital Christmas, and it started tumbling down the hill as Earl screamed of I Love Colorado Dopplered in and out as the car spun towards the camera, and after 9 months and 14 Braxton Hicks hospitalizations, that Thai woman had to squat down in the produce section of the Salt Lake City wet market and fire a 15-time major winning fetus into a banana crate while she continued to shop in a 30-foot umbilical cord radius.
God, greatest one ever. Tiger, you're on top form this morning.
He says hi.
Bye, Tiger. Hang in there.
I wanted to ask him about underwater civilizations.
There you go. Fake Tiger, the morning after Phil wins. 8:47 on the ticket.